Good morning. I'm Joyce Krobe. I'm the Assistant Dean of IU School of Nursing on the Bloomington campus of Indiana University. And I've taught community health nursing, and I'm the course leader for the clinical course for many years. IU is an NLN Center of Excellence in Nursing Education. I have no relationships, financial or otherwise, to disclose. The purpose of this presentation is to describe using an outdoor recreational site for community health nursing experience for both RN-BSN and pre-licensure students, a project that we started last year. Part of the reason we're always looking for new clinical sites, and those of you that are educators can probably relate to that, and especially clinical sites with BSN prepared preceptors. I don't know how it is where you may live or teach, but we're finding more and more the nurses that are working in the sites that we've used over the years are LPN or ASN prepared and really have not had a background in community health nursing. So while they might be good nurses in what they do, it's difficult to place our students with them. So this project in using an outdoor recreational site grew out of the need to find more clinical sites with BSN prepared preceptors, and also the need to, looking for opportunities for interprofessional practice with a population focus is what we were looking for. Bradford Woods was established in 1941 from a very generous gift of 2,500 rolling acres of pristine Indiana forest. I don't know if any of you visited Indiana, but people usually equate if you've traveled across the northern part of the state, it being flat, and but the southern part of Indiana is rolling hills, very beautiful. It also includes a private lake donated by John Bradford to the university. His gift was given specifically to benefit the James Whitcomb Riley Hospital, which is currently called Riley Hospital for Children, with a stipulation that the property be used for children. So they run many, many camps for students, for people with disabilities, various in the summer and throughout the year. Bradford Woods is a leader in therapeutic recreation and therapeutic program for both children and adults with developmental disabilities and chronic illness. They provide recreational, educational, and leadership development opportunities to youth and adults locally, nationally, and globally. It serves about 2,500 people annually and is known as a world-class recreation center. The center also coordinates with, it's about 30 miles, it's between actually Indianapolis and Bloomington, about 25 miles south of Indianapolis. And it also coordinates with the local school corporation. Fifth grades, children go there and spend a week, and senior students in the school system go as leaders. So this study describes research findings to explore what students' perceptions were using this setting for community public health, nursing, clinical education. Data pre- and post-clinical experience was collected via reflective journals from the RN-BSN students last December and through focus groups with pre-licensure students following each weekend clinical experience in February 2011. The RN-BSN students were placed here for their clinical experience. The pre-licensure students had a choice of this clinical setting, but if they committed to this clinical placement, they had to do two intensive weekends, starting 2 p.m. on Friday afternoon, going through 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, 24/7. They stayed there, lived there with the campers. Some pictures of the, they actually lived. This is a picture of one of the cabins where they lived. Everything is handicapped accessible. A winter hike. It's just amazing when you see what the therapeutic recreation students are able to do with the campers. So these are the findings from our RN-BSN students. They said it was the most powerful learning experience in their nursing curriculum and their career to date. They felt that the relationship-based care improved the nurse-client relationship. It allowed campers socialization with peers in a very normalizing environment. It provided an important service to families by allowing them some much-needed respite. It made them realize what the caregivers dealt with on a 24/7 basis, and I think it's particularly significant from the RMBSN students because they just had no sense of what families deal with. The campers ranged in age from, they were all 18 up to, I think the oldest camper was 62. They said it utilized every single nursing skill they possessed, and they felt challenged by the experience, greater appreciation for what families go through with children and adults with special needs, especially elderly parent caregivers. They just couldn't comprehend how some of these caregivers in their 70s and early 80s dealt with this on a day-to-day basis. They were very impressed that the staff ensured that the campers never once felt at a disadvantage because of their limitations, even though many of them needed complete assistance. One RMBSN student said, to put it in a nutshell, the presence of a nurse was very reassuring for the families and the campers, especially when they're away from their familiar home environment. It gave her a great sense of pride, she said, to say she was a nurse. I don't know where this person worked, but she said, unlike the monotonous routine of my workplace, camp provided a different outlook. It gives nurses a chance to enjoy work. They also liked the interdisciplinary focus. It showed me that true teamwork can be accomplished. And the RMBSN students did the weekends with med students and pharmacy students at the same time. And you know, when you're all there dressed in jeans and sweatshirts, it takes away that kind of class and really different communication patterns. Camping at Bradford Woods was an educational experience of a lifetime, and hopefully there'll be more opportunities in the future to be part of it. Findings from our pre-licensure students. And our pre-licensure students on the Bloomington campus of IU are pretty young. Our students are 20, 21, that we get the straight out of high school college students. Students said it gave them an experience with a community not previously encountered in nursing school, clients with special needs. One student went on to say how this experience later helped her on a rotation through the emergency department deal with a client with special needs. It increased their comfort in caring for clients and communication. They said that they learned people can communicate very well even if they cannot talk. Showed them the importance of the advocacy role and better understanding of the financial needs and burdens facing clients with special needs and their family members. Enjoyed the exposure and the ability to work with a unique population of individuals, and they were impressed that the focus was always on the client's abilities. The pre-licensure students in the February experience work with med students, pharmacy, and therapeutic recreation students, so again, that interdisciplinary. It improved their comfort level in providing care for clients, especially during the second experience. They went two weekends in a row. Developed a sense of, I can do this. Because many of these students, I don't know about those of you who teach, but it's sometimes hard to find some of the experiences we think are essential for beginning students. But, you know, there's a wide range of opportunities here. They felt that they saw, you know, we always in community health try to impress on the whole issue of the financial burden, but they really saw it here. They saw nurses could be important advocates. They found that there are ways to find out what clients want, and as nurses we should determine, not determine that without their input. I mean, we tell them that throughout from the beginning, but it was kind of realized here. They learned to ask how the camper wanted things done, what works for them, and not to assume anything. They were able to take what they learned from camp and use it in the hospital clinic setting, especially in relationship to incorporating clients in the decision-making process. They learned that stereotyping still occurs. They heard some things from some of their peers that surprised them. And I think the last comment truly sums up. They saw it was a great, awesome, and exhausting experience. I think, you know, you think about 20-year-old students, they thought, two weekends. We'll get this all done in two weekends. And they still had the didactic course, but they found that a 24/7 experience for 3 days in a row, two weekends in a row, was truly exhausting. So what were the lessons learned for future community health nursing experience? Looking to utilize more non-traditional learning sites because they can offer a variety of experiences that are not available anywhere else. Knowledge from this experience can be transferred to multiple clinical sites, including acute care for both licensed and pre-licensure students. We hope to use Bradford Woods in repeated clinical experiences to improve their comfort level with both psychomotor and especially communication skills. They got a lot of opportunity to communicate with families when they brought their camper for the weekend and when they picked them up. Adequate time should be scheduled for nursing and non-nursing staff to meet and develop a plan of care for each camper, something we'll incorporate in the future. Non-traditional learning sites with special needs populations are really critical learning experiences to help students break down stereotypes and to improve their care. Bradford Woods just recently opened a world-class equestrian center, so they helped with some of those activities. Conclusions. This experience enabled students to meet the course objectives related to applying concepts of community assessment, program planning, prevention and epidemiology, and implementing and evaluating interventions for community-centered care to an aggregate. It also provided what we felt was a very valuable opportunity and learning experience for interprofessional practice, nursing, medicine, pharmacy, and therapeutic recreation, that's emphasized in the recent IOM consensus report on the future of nursing.